Well, good Wednesday afternoon and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. Where I am north of Indianapolis right now, not kicking up any dust this afternoon. We are getting a pretty good shower in this area, and quite frankly, I would suggest that the area probably could have used it. There's been a lot of grain, a lot of corn, soybeans going in the ground over the last week, and the topsoil pretty dry, actually. Even though there's some subsoil moisture here, the stuff that went in the ground could certainly use a little bit of water. I know that's not that way everywhere. I know in the northern tier states, certainly we need to dry up a little bit. I know down in the southwest, we desperately could use a rain like this, but so a little bit of everything going on everywhere. I'm on the road, as I mentioned. Just wanted to give everybody a quick update on what's going on in the markets today. I didn't have a chance to write, but boy, was it an ugly day. A lot of red on the screen. I made I put a little picture on Twitter this afternoon of a guy shoving money under his mattress. Seemed to be the case here today with a lot of money coming out of the markets. A lot of people jumping out. Get me out, risk off, whatever you want to call it. It was in the stock market. It was in energy markets. It was in the grain commodities, cotton as well. So just a risk off day across the market. Fundamentally, maybe a couple of things. Number one, Sovicon, which is an analyst firm in the former Soviet Union. They put out an updated production estimate for the Russian wheat crop, raising it by 1.2 million tons this year to a record 88.6 million metric tons. And we also hear that the Ukrainian wheat crop off to a good start as well. Now, you can debate the war and all of its impacts, but the world right now needs wheat, needs food, and there will be people looking for that former Soviet wheat. Even if the United States and Europe won't trade with them, certainly there are going to be countries that are looking for that wheat at some point in time. So that was a bearish factor to a market that had been overcooked. And if you follow the heat check column that's in our market report in the afternoon, I've had all three wheat contracts in for a few days. Certainly, we had blown the top off of this wheat market, and consequently, the market was ready for a correction. Maybe this news from Sovicon was part of the reason for that happening. Whatever the case is, the market did correct here today, and it took the other markets with it. We saw the corn market down 20 cents, soybeans down substantially as well. So I'll give you a quick rundown. July corn ended up the day down 19 and a quarter cents at 781 and a half. December corn down 20 and a half cents at 740 and a quarter. July soybeans down 15 and a quarter at 1662 and three quarters. November soybeans down 26 cents at 1499 and a half. July, Chicago wheat down 46 and three quarter cents at 1230 and three quarters. Had a 69 cent trading range on the day. July Kansas City wheat down 43 and a quarter at 1324 and a half. Minneapolis July wheat down 40 and three quarter cents at 1352 and three quarters. July cotton down 399 at 144.47. It was also ready for correction. December cotton down 318 at 129.18. July rice down 355 at 1681. August live cattle down 177 at 131.70. August feeders down 97 cents at 165.80. And the August hogs up 60 cents at 107.85. The dollar index ended up a half point higher. Crude oil down $3.63 a barrel at $108.77. Gold down $2 an ounce at $18.17 an ounce. The Dow right now down 1,190 points at 31,392, pushing in towards the close here in about 20 minutes. So, again, a risk-off day across all markets. I encourage people, don't get complacent and think this thing just has to go up. Even though some of the fundamentals at times are positive, there are other things at play here, like investment money, and the funds are right now long, big chunk of corn, soybeans, cotton, some of the other markets as well. So they do have markets to sell if they decide it's time to get out. It is the time of year as well. I mean, typically in a given year, this May through July window is when we typically make our highs. Fund traders know that, and they also know the risk involved in staying long the markets through this summer period. If things start to look good crop-wise, doesn't matter. They're going to get out, and so keep that in mind as well. With that, I'll let you go. Hope everybody has a great afternoon. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, and we'll visit again real soon. Thanks.